The following program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Dear Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor because, Lord, you alone are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the healing power, the healing anointing being released in the lives of your people, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for healing liver cancer. God, we thank you for liver cancer being healed. We thank you, Lord God, for healing every liver ailment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for healing that child that has a chronic ear infection, Lord God. We thank you for healing ear infections. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, we thank you for healing pneumonia, every form of pneumonia, walking pneumonia, Lord God. We thank you for that being healing taking place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for healing bronchitis. Thank you for bronchitis being healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for that healing manifesting itself right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing TB, tuberculosis. Lord, I thank you for healing tuberculosis, Lord God. I thank you for that healing manifesting right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I thank you for healing paralysis on the right side that was suffered from a stroke. Paralysis on the right side being healed right now. Complete and total healing, Lord God, that their mouth is straightening out. Their limbs are straightening out even now by the authority of Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for migraine headaches being healed. I thank you for vertigo being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for a complete and total healing in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I thank you for sending forth your mighty warring angels to bind the strong man, to topple the thrones of the strong man, and that your gospel might be preached without compromise, with faith and with boldness, that we might see an outpouring of your Holy Spirit that we've never experienced before, that many souls will be converted and added to the kingdom of God. We pray for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, O God, to convict those that are walking in sin and rebellion and disobedience, Lord, that they might turn their hearts back to you in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I thank you, and I come against and I bind the spirit of witchcraft. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, spirit of witchcraft that is operating in the lives of your people, let that power be broken right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for sending forth a refreshing to those that need to be refreshed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, that person that's been suffering, that's been diagnosed with clinical depression, I thank you for that being broken over their lives today by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I speak joy, and I speak life, and I speak peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I come against that spirit of deep grief. That person has been grieving over their loved one for several years. I come against that spirit, and I command you to release them and to let them go now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for your blessing being upon this teaching today, Lord. And I give you praise and glory and honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is awesome. God is great. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you to share the word of God and give you chapter and verse. Amen. With no sugar added. Amen. I offer my two little cents, but my 2 cents doesn't add up to too much. Amen. If you struggle with something that I say, then you pray and get on your knees and get before God and ask God to reveal it to you. You know, we're living in the very last days, perilous times to come. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. We need to be urgent There should be a sense of urgency in believers to get in position, to get in place for God to use them, to bring in the harvest. The harvest is ripe. God is looking for some laborers. God is looking for some people who will lay down their lives and say, Lord, here am I, send me. God is looking for some people who are completely and totally surrendered and yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, full of the Holy Spirit of God, that he might release you into the marketplace, your workplace, your business, wherever you might be, that your family will be a living witness, that you would impact lives wherever you go. There are people who have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are people who are in a backslidden condition who need to come back into the fold, and God is sending his Holy Spirit out in a greater measure to those who have a hunger and desire to be engulfed in his presence and his anointing, and to walk in that divine power and authority to speak the word of life to those that are dying and perishing. There are so many people that are struggling with a spirit of depression and oppression and anxiety, and they're struggling in their walk with God and they can't get free, but the Spirit of God is available to heal and to deliver and to set people free. And we need to be saying, okay, Lord, just pour out your Holy Spirit upon me, God. Use me for your glory and for your honor. God is just looking for surrendered vessels, saints. Saints, he's looking for people who say, Lord, here am I, send me, God. Use me for your glory and for your honor, because people need to have a divine encounter with God. I believe that we're going to see people's lives change. We need the presence of God. We have too much hype in our churches. We have a lot of hype with no power and no presence, and we need to get to the place to where the presence of God just saturates us, and when we go into our jobs and homes and people who don't know God, that it opens up the door, that their hearts are pricked, and that they will begin to open up and confess and cry out, what must I do to be saved? There is an anointing that can come that brings deliverance. It ushers in deliverance. It ushers in healing and restoration. As we were talking in the broadcast last week about, there are so many broken and hurting people in the church, sitting in the congregations, you know, and they come and they sing the songs and they lift their hands and they do this, they do that. But there are so many people that have deep wounds that the enemy has just ravaged their lives, and they're struggling. And what's so amazing about it, you know, and just like, I guess maybe the Lord is going to eventually give me a teaching on, allow me to teach on this, because I believe that, you know, the enemy has been very good at diverting our attention from the purpose of preaching the gospel. In Luke chapter 4, and after Jesus was baptized and after he passed the test in the wilderness, it says in verse 16, it says, so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he stood up to read. Now, a lot of times, and I want to tell you this, saints, realizing the fact that our Messiah is Jewish. He was a Jewish rabbi, Jewish prophet. And he went into the Sabbath on the Sabbath and he read. And he was handing him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. He says, in the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. In other words, he has set me apart. He has put special favor, special ability and power upon me to preach the gospel to the poor, those that are depressed and downtrodden. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. There are so many people that have deep hurt. They were traumatized as children, abused, molested, rejected, beaten. Unimaginable things they had to incur as a child growing up. And then even as an adult, they have these scars and things. And then they've gone through and they've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. But they've never been made whole, because the preachers have not preached the word of God, the pure word of God. They've not preached the word of God with an anointing that will cause people to be stirred up to where the chains and the shackles will be broken over their lives as the word of God is coming forth with power and authority. Because we've been preached a feel-good gospel. We've been preached a watered-down version of the gospel. We've been preaching prosperity and faith, and realizing that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Excuse me, saints. Because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, those who have been rejected, the downtrodden, those that nobody wants to put up with. Since he sent me to heal the brokenhearted, There are so many people, even in church, in the body of Christ, that have gone through divorce. Their hearts were broken because their spouse cheated on them. There are women that were in abusive relationships where their spouses beat them, verbally abused them, physically abused them, raped them. Yes, men can rape their own wives against their will. Brought and have done horrible things to them, just not respected them, just totally stripped them of their self-worth, never complimenting them, just constantly berating them and belittling them, you know, even bringing in venereal diseases to where their lives are scarred for life. And this has wounded them to where they, you know, like the scarlet letter, and they have this badge of shame that they can't tell anybody about it. But they have to live with it the rest of their lives because the man that they loved and the man that they trusted betrayed that trust. He broke the covenant of marriage. And then on the other side, you have women and men who have been belittled by their wives and who have been berated by their wives. Their wives have cheated on them. Their wives have given them venereal diseases. Then they're having to live with it. They have children out of wedlock. When I say that, they've had children with other women or the men they've conceived. So you have all of this stuff going on. These people have been brokenhearted. You have people who have grown up, who grew up without their fathers, who grew up without their mothers. We have people who have failed personal relationships where your best friend might have slept with your boyfriend or stolen from you or stole your wife. There are people who are in poverty, have lost their jobs. They don't know how they're living. There are people that are on the verge of being homeless. These people are brokenhearted. Their hearts are broken. You have people who have lost their loved ones. You have people who have had to bury their children, bury their mothers, their fathers. There's just so many hurting people, and then these issues have not been addressed because the preachers, we have not preached the full counsel of God's word. We have not stood up there with an anointing that would break the yoke, that would break the shackles. And I said, this is the enemy. Yea, if God said, you know, we were talking about this last week, and it says to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, the spiritually blind. And it said, literally, those who oppress are those who have been crushed by the weight of the enemy. There are people that, while they were in sin, they did a lot of things that were not nice. And the enemy has brought them under condemnation to where they live in this place of shame and condemnation and guilt, to where they've not forgiven themselves. There are some people that are listening right now that you had abortions and you've never forgiven yourself for having that abortion. And I'm here to tell you today that by the grace of God, you can ask God to forgive you for that. God will for not only forgive you, but you have to forgive yourself and not walk into self-condemnation and walk into freedom and liberty that you have in Christ. Either there are some men out there who have paid for their wives and girlfriends to have abortions, and they've never forgiven themselves for doing that. And I pray that that curse will be broken over your finances once you confess that to the Lord, so that you can begin to prosper and walk in the newness of life and walk in liberty in Christ Jesus. You know, when you look at the scriptures, you see God majored in people who were broken. God used people who were liars and thieves and murderers. These are the people that God used in the scriptures. Moses, probably one of the greatest men in the Bible, he was a murderer, and God used him to be the deliverer to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. You no longer have to live and walk in shame with your head down. God forgives you. Once you confess and repent, God forgives you, and you have to forgive yourselves. Some of you out there that are listening right now, the enemy has told you can't be forgiven because you did A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Yes, you can, by the grace of God. Because God loved you. God loved you so much that when he sent his son to die for you on the cross at Calvary, that stench of sin and the stain of sin would be taken away because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross at Calvary. What you have to do is confess and acknowledge what your transgression is and was. And then God forgives you. Then you have to move forward in life and be willing to receive the atonement. Receive what God has already done for you. Jesus said, this is what my purpose is right here. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And you know, we're in the series called The Only Standard, His Word, and we see that, and we were talking about how Satan has always determined to pervert the Word of God, and how the same assault, yea, hath God said. Did God really mean this? So here we have this today. And when you listen to, when you look at I call it the contemporary gospel that is preached today, is this gospel being preached with power and authority? Is this gospel that is being preached, is this the gospel that Jesus preached? Is this the gospel that the apostles preached? Is this the gospel that the apostle Paul preached? To where people's lives were changed, not because of the wisdom and the philosophy of man, not because of all of the programs, but because of the presence and the power of God was so mighty to where that when people heard the word of God, if they were living in sin, they were convicted of their sins and their lives were changed and transformed by the presence and the power of God. Yes, we're going to make mistakes. Yes, we're going to do things wrong. But by the grace of God, God says all you got to do is confess, acknowledge your sin and transgression, and God forgives you. You say, well, how many times will God forgive me? Well, you know, they ask Jesus the same question. He says, well, how many times can I forgive my brothers? He says, 70 times 7, 490 times. That was just the starting point. Scripture tells us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. It just amounts to God, I missed it. That God, I had this bad thought today. God, forgive me. And it's over. Lord, I shouldn't have said what I said. God, forgive me. It's over. You're forgiven. You move forward. Then eventually you get to the place to where all of those little things that you do on a regular, they begin to fall off of you. You begin to lose the desire for those things. So you never have to walk with your head down in condemnation and shame and guilt. And the enemy has perverted our mandate, what we're called to do in the body of Christ. Preach the gospel to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captives. In other words, you can be free. But the enemy has perverted and said, yea, if God said, yea, if God said, yea, if God said. Did God really mean it? As we was in Genesis chapter 3, let's go back there last week. We realize that the serpent had deceived them. The Bible tells us that the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. So he was subtle. He engaged a woman's intellect. He asked her a bunch of questions. He got her to thinking. And he just outright lied to her and said, you shall not surely die. Saints, if God says something in his word, God means what he says. But the enemy has got us to the place to where we no longer believe what the word of God says. And so we say it's a matter of interpretation. Oh, that was back then. That's not applicable for us today. And I challenge you to go through and see if God has fulfilled his word exactly like he said it was going to happen. And let's go back into this Genesis chapter 3, saints. After they had, you know, the serpent did what he did. And when the enemy sowed the lie, and she embraced the lie. Because, see, in order for the lie to work, in order for Satan to get an advantage over you, you have to embrace the lie. You have to embrace the deception. For God, look at this. Then the serpent said to the woman in verse number 4, Genesis 3, 4, you will not surely die. For God knows that in the day that you eat it, your eyes will be open. Their eyes were already open to good, not evil. And you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Why would you want to be exposed to evil? So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and she ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. As I told you last week, Adam abdicated his position of authority. He left his wife exposed. He did not protect her. Instead of him saying, serpent, shut up, get away from my wife. Honey, God said, no, we can't do this. But what did he do? She winked at him. Honey, eat this. And he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covers. And like I told you, God holds the man responsible for the spiritual condition of his family. Ah. Ooh, the men have a serious charge. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walk in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called to Adam and he said to him, where are you? God will seek you out. Even when you're in your sin and your rebellion, God will seek you out. God will pursue you. And he says, Adam, where are you? God knew where he was. But he wasn't in the place that he normally would meet Adam when they would fellowship. So he knew that Adam was out of place. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? God said, did you do it? I just want to know, did you do it? In other words, God said, all I want is a yes or a no. I don't want any excuses why you did it. I just need to know, yes or no. Then the man said, God, that woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the tree and I ate. She was not being a very good helpmate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you've done? Then the victim and the blame mentality, not taking responsibility. The serpent deceived me and I ate. So I wonder, she had to make a conscious decision. Am I going to believe God? Or am I going to believe the serpent? I'm going to believe the serpent. Just like so many people do, they believe the lies that the enemy has sowed into their lives. That's why there's so many people struggling with oppression, depression, anxiety, and other issues. Because they've been told that you will never be this, you will never be that because of the A, B, C, Y, D, D. They have embraced the lie. They've embraced the deception. Then the Lord went right into judgment. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you shall be cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head and he shall bruise his heel. Now I'm going to tell you this, saints, and some people, this might shock some of you. And I've said this on several occasions. Satan hates women. He really hates women and he hates the children that they bear. Why? For look what it says here. And I will put enmity between you and the woman. This was the consequence of the sin and the rebellion in the fall. Oh, come on, somebody. And realizing it was going to be through the woman that the Messiah, that the Redeemer would be born. Hallelujah. Some of you will get it later. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be your husband. He shall rule over you, have authority over you, not treat you like a slave and like a doormat. But God said, I'm going to hold him responsible for leading and guiding you in your relationship, in your spiritual walk, in your household. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Curses the ground for your sake, and in toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat of the herb of the field, and the sweat of your face. You shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, and for dust you are, and dust shall you return. And Adam called his wife named Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also Adam and his wife, the Lord God, made tunics of skin and clothe them. And saints, I want you to pay attention to this right here. Then the Lord God said, behold, a man has become one of us to know good and evil. Now lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the garden of Eden and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. Saints, okay, we got to take up this next week. I can't finish this. I was just getting ready. We're fixing to jump in this right here. I said, man, I love you, saints. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministry. I need your prayers. I definitely need your financial support. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord's return. Amen. Pray for your family members that are not saved, that their hearts will be open to hear, to receive the gospel of Yeshua, the Messiah. I love you. Be praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, your address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Jermothy Lavelle.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.